Most Americans have at least a passing acquaintance with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's food pyramid. You know, starches at the bottom, then fruits and vegetables, dairy products and meat on the next level, and fats and sweets at the top. That pyramid is more than 10 years old. Today, the USDA proposed an update, and as NPR's Richard Knox reports, the controversy has already begun.
The original food pyramid was aimed at all Americans, but the U.S. population and nutrition science have changed since 1992. So the USDA proposes to tailor the next pyramid to the overweight and sedentary folks the agency says represent most adult Americans. Eric Henches is the USDA's nutrition policy chief. He says nearly two-thirds of Americans are overweight or obese.
The Center for Disease Control released a physical activity report recently, and that report indicates that indeed we are a sedentary population. Given those factors, should we then set our basic caloric intake level based upon a sedentary population?
The USDA's answer is yes. It says most Americans should cut back drastically on their daily intake. Marion Nessel of New York University says the federal government's proposed diet is quite a bit more strict than what most people are used to.
What they're suggesting is that women between the ages of 30 and 70 eat a diet that contains no more than 1,600 to 1,800 calories a day, which is a number of calories that's substantially below what people actually eat in this country.
About 1,000 calories a day less, Nessel says.
I think when people see the amount of food that's involved in 1,600 calories or 1,800 calories a day, they will be shocked at how little it is.
For most people, the diet would be Spartan indeed.
If you have a 20-ounce soft drink, the kind that comes in vending machines, you've done an eighth of your total caloric intake. You have two of them, and you've done a quarter of your caloric intake for the day. You go to McDonald's for lunch, and you've blown it. That's it for the day.
But that's not Nessel's main problem with the proposal. She says people won't be able to translate the government's advice into what-can-I-eat terms. To figure out how many calories you're allowed, the USDA would ask you to place yourself in one of 12 categories, according to sex, age, and physical activity.
And then try to figure out how to eat that number of calories when you're clueless about how many calories are in food. And I don't mean that the American public is stupid about how many calories are in food. Nobody can tell how many calories are in food. I can't do it. Our trained nutritionists can't do it. Nobody can.
Except for packaged foods, food doesn't come with calorie labels, certainly not in most restaurants. And there's a lot of confusion about portion size. To address that, by the way, the USDA plans to abandon servings and replace that term with units such as cups and ounces. Harvard nutritionist Walter Willett says the government's calorie counting proposal is a cop-out.
The pyramid really needs to be fundamentally changed. This idea that we just need to provide a lot more details about telling people how many calories they should eat is not likely to be really of much benefit at all. It's sort of reminiscent of just say no to food like just say no to drugs.
Willett says the USDA needs to tell people what kind of foods to eat more of or less. For instance, instead of lumping meat and dairy products together, he'd like to see the government push nuts, fish, and poultry and warn against too much red meat, and avoid baked goods rich in calories. Alice Lichtenstein of Tufts University has a different objection. She says it's unwise to skew the nation's dietary advice to people who are already overweight.
Not that we should abandon overweight and obese people, but we really need to shift towards prevention. We have to look at people as they're getting older and try to figure out how we can help them maintain weight. For people that are already overweight, they're in a separate category. I think they need more intensive help.
Help, she says, is not likely to come neatly packaged in a pyramid. The USDA says it welcomes the debate. The new pyramid, or whatever shape replaces it, is due in early 2005. Richard Knox, NPR News.